नारायण नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्राये सभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकीर् ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 4, Text 25, the chapter entitled The Hansa Guhya Prayers.
Deho Savoksha Manavo Bhuta Matram. Deho Savoksha Manavo Bhuta Matram. Atmanamanyam Chavidu Paramyat. आत्मनमन्यं च विदुपरं यत् सर्वं पुमान् वेदगुणांस्ततज्ञो सर्वं पुमान् वेदगुणांस्ततज्ञो न वेद सर्वज्ञमनन्तमिदे न वेद सर्वज्ञमनन्तमिदे देहो सवोक्षमानवभूतमात्राम् आत्मनमन्यं च विदुपरं यत् सर्वं पुमान् वेदगुणांश्च तद्ज्ञो न वेद सर्वज्ञमनन्तमिदे
सवोक्षमनवभूतमात्रम् आत्मनमन्यं च विदुपरं यत् सर्वां पुमां वेदगुणांश्च तद्ज्ञो न वेद सर्वज्ञमनन्तमिदे
वैष्णवीस्
सवोक्षमनवभूतमात्रम् आत्मनमन्यं च विदुपरं यत् सर्वां पुमां वेदगुणांश्च तद्ज्ञो न वेद सर्वज्ञमनन्तमिदे
देहं दिस् बाडि असवः The life is Aksha, the different senses, Manavaha, the mind, understanding, intellect and ego, Bhutamatram, the five gross material elements, and the sense objects, form, taste, sound and so on, Atmanam, themselves, Anyam, any other. Cha, and. Viduhu, no. Param, beyond. Yat, that which. Sarvam, everything. Puman, the living being. Veda knows gunan, the qualities of material nature. Cham and tatya, knowing those things. Na, not. Veda knows sarvagyam, onto the omniscient. Anantam, the unlimited. Ire, I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Because they are only matter, the body, the life airs, the external and internal senses, the five gross elements, and the subtle sense objects, form, taste, smell, sound and touch, cannot know their own nature, the nature of other senses, or the nature of their controllers. But the living being, because of his spiritual nature, can know his body, the life airs, the senses, the elements, and the sense objects. And he can also know the three qualities that form their roots. Nevertheless, although the living being is completely aware of them, he is unable to see the Supreme Being, who is omniscient and unlimited. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Purport. Material scientists can make an analytical study of the physical elements, the body, the senses, the sense objects, and even the air that controls the vital force. But still they cannot understand that above all these is the real spirit soul. In other words, the living entity, because of his being a spirit soul, can understand all the material objects, or when self-realized, he can understand the Paramatma, upon whom yogis meditate. Nevertheless, the living being, even if advanced, cannot understand the Supreme Being, the Personality of Godhead, for he is Ananta, unlimited, in all six opulences.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscham Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitangscham He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Namam Vishnupadaya, Krishna Pristaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta, Swaminiti Namine, Namaste Sarasati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi, Paschati Deshatarine,
Hare Krishna. Before I begin, I would like to thank the temple management for giving me this opportunity to speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam, and also pray to all the senior Vaishnavas assembled here so that they can bless me, so that we can understand the message of this verse for our own purification and understand a little about Lord Krishna's divine qualities. So we are reading about the Hansaguya prayers, how Daksha was not satisfied by the way he was progenitating the entire universe, and therefore he said let me go and meditate, let me go and perform austerities to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that He can empower me to do the work of populating this entire universe. We need to bear in mind that this is the very same Daksha who, in the third canto, had insulted Lord Shiva. That was in the time of Swayambhuva Manu, the very first Manu in the day of the Brahma. And this Daksha we are reading about here in the sixth canto, he is in the Chakshusha Manvantara, which is the sixth Manu in the day of Brahma. So if we look at it in a span of time, Daksha, because of his offense that he committed towards Lord Shiva, he had to take or come back to the position of Daksha after five Manvantars. One Manvantar is 70 Yuga cycles. One Yuga cycle is 4.3 million years. So 4.3 million years times 350 Yuga cycles because of the five Manus that passed, that's approximately 1.5 billion years. Daksha had to wait to come back to his position as a Prajapati. This is the disastrous effect of Vaishnav Aparadha. We, in our dealings with Vaishnavas, we may offend a Vaishnava and say, oh, it's not such a big deal. He'll get over it, I'll get over it, everyone moves on. But when we read the Shastra, we can understand Vaishnava Aparadha is a very, very great offense. Daksha, in order to please Lord Shiva and get back his position as Prajapati, had to spend five Manvantars performing austerities to come back to his position. He was begging forgiveness from Lord Shiva. So we are reading about Daksha's rebirth. In the Chakshusha Manvantar, every Manvantar creation happens again. Everything has to be populated again. So in this particular sixth Manu's reign, Daksha was given again the opportunity of being a Prajapati. So we find that here Daksha is praying to the Supreme Lord. He is saying that we can analyze everything in this material universe. The living being can understand all the components of the material universe, but the living being cannot understand you. We find that material scientists, for many hundreds of years, they're trying to figure out what is everything made of. Apart from that, how does everything work? So they take something, they analyze it, they break it down into its components, they break down those components into further components. So, over 100 of years of study, after smashing everything, breaking everything into small, small pieces, they figured out that, okay, the smallest component is an atom. Everything is made up of atoms. There is a molecular structure to everything which is made up of atoms. And the way the atoms are structured, the way the object will have its properties. But then, over the last 50 or 60 years, scientists have been very, very busy trying to even break that atom and trying to figure out what is it that holds all these atoms together. So there was a scientist named Hobson. Hobson and Gibbs, they were two scientists. So from their study and their breaking things, trying to split the atom, trying to get what holds the atom, they found a particle that they called the Hobson-Gibbs particle, because they found it, they named it after themselves. And in layman's terms, that particle, they named it God particle. They analyzed everything and they found that there is this one particle that holds everything together, and that is called the God particle.
But even then, we find that even though they have analyzed everything, like Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport here, that they can split the elements, they can analyze the elements, they can analyze the very vital air that's within us, still they cannot find the Supreme Lord. What to speak of the Supreme Lord, they cannot find the spirit soul within the body. When we ask scientists that you have analyzed the body, you have broken it into all its components, from the skin right to the bone marrow, everything they can tell you how the body is made up of, what elements it's made up of. But yet, the spark, the spirit spark that gives the body life, they can't find that. Once a very famous scientist, Sir Isaac Newton, he had commissioned a very expert engineer to make a model of the universe. And this engineer had done a fantastic job. He had created a model of the solar system with the sun in the middle and all the 9 planets rotating around it with the exact measurements that are there. And Isaac Newton kept this in his house on the table. And it was moving. This very fantastic model the engineer had made. It was moving. The planets were moving in orbit around the sun. And one of the scientist friends of Sir Isaac Newton, he came to visit at home. So he saw this model on top of the table and he was like, wow, such a wonderful model. It's so amazing how it's moving, how everything is equidistant. Who made it? So Sir Isaac Newton replied, it came on its own. I woke up in the morning and I found it on the table. So the friend said, please, I wasn't born yesterday, I'm not some small kid. Right? How can this thing come up on its own? There must be a creator. Someone must have made it. So Isaac Newton replied to him that, if you think this model has been created by someone, then how can you say this entire universe, the real model, the real thing, just came up on its own? You know, the Big Bang theory or chaos theory, so many theories are there. The big explosion. So Sir Isaac Newton told his scientist friend, you are advocating that one day an explosion happened and suddenly the universes were created and then life was created. So if you're saying that can happen automatically, then also this model can happen automatically. But if you think that the model had to be created by a person, then this universe also has to be created by a person. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the flaw with experimental knowledge. With experimental knowledge, we cannot actually know the real truth. We only see through our limited and imperfect vision, using our imperfect instruments. Just like we are all sitting here, what's going on outside of the road, who's walking there or who's shouting there or what kind of car is passing there, we cannot see because our vision is imperfect. So similarly, when we try to look for Lord Krishna in this material universe, unless we follow the guidance of those who can see Lord Krishna in the universe, we cannot find him. Therefore Lord Krishna says, Mata parataram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya, that there is no truth superior to me. Mai sarvam idam proktam sutre mani ganaiva. Everything is resting upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. When we see a pearl necklace, the beauty of the necklace should be that we cannot see the string that is holding all the pearls together. So the material world is designed in such a way because we wanted to forget Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna designed it in such a way that even if we try to look for him, we can't find him. Just like the string of the pearls is hidden, in the material world, it is designed in such a way that if we try to look for Krishna, we'll not find him. Unless we follow the guidance of Lord Krishna himself as he is giving in the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. Therefore, Lord Krishna, What to speak of finding him in the material universe? When Lord Krishna himself was personally present, only a very few people, select choice people, could understand, here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna tells us in the Bhagavad Gita, Naam Prakashya Sarvasya Yogamaya Samavita Mudoyam Navijanati Lokamama Jamavyayam, that I do not reveal myself to the foolish and unintelligent people. For them I am covered by my Yogamaya, my internal potency. And therefore, they do not know me as the original and inexhaustible personality of Godhead. And the Mahabharata is full of examples how people failed to recognize who Lord Krishna was. In the assembly of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the Rajasuya sacrifice that he was performing, and they were debating who should be the chief guest. And someone recommended Lord Krishna to be the chief guest, and Bhishmadev, he seconded that recommendation. Then Shishupal, in that assembly, Shishi Gonitaya ki jaya, Shishi Radha Rasbihari ki jaya, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jaya. Shishupal in that assembly raised a public objection. He started saying all sorts of maledictions towards Lord Krishna. He could not understand who Lord Krishna was. But Bhishmadev knew. The Pandavas knew. Pandavas' mother, Srimati Kunti Devi, she knew. Vidura knew. Sanjaya knew. Very few people. Dhritarashtra also knew, but he chose to ignore it. Srila Prabhupada mentions that Dhritarashtra also knew that Lord Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So very, very few people actually knew that Lord Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because unless we have the proper vision to see the Personality of Godhead, even if he is before us, we cannot recognize him. He becomes invisible. Srimati Kunti Devi, she prays in her prayers that Maya Javanika Chanam Agya Doksha Jamavyayam. My dear Lord, you are covered by your Yoga Maya. And Alakshe Mudandrisha, you do not appear or you are not visible to those who are foolish. And you appear to them or you deceive them just like an actor on a stage. Nato Natya Dharodhara. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that if someone is an expert artisan or an expert theater person, he will dress himself in such a way that if he comes in before you, you can't recognize that this is the person. So later on, when he comes and he says, did you see me on stage? He says, who are you? I couldn't recognize. So Lord Krishna also, when he walks on this planet, very, very few people actually recognize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because that is Lord Krishna's prerogative, to hide himself from the foolish and unintelligent. No matter how hard we try, we cannot understand Lord Krishna through experimental knowledge, using our blunt senses. Therefore, Daksha is praying in this verse that the living being can understand the material elements, can understand the composition of the material body, the composition of the material universe, but he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead requires a special process. The Lord is adokshaja. He is beyond sense perception. No matter how hard we try with telescopes or microscopes or binoculars, or 3D vision, spectra vision, infrared vision, ultraviolet vision, so many different spectrums of vision the scientists have to look at something. No matter what vision, what spectra we use, we cannot find the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the Lord is everywhere, Srimati Kunti Maharani, she says, antar bahir avastitam. The Lord is within everything and outside of everything. He is everywhere. But still, alakshyam, we cannot see him. He is within everything. Lord Brahma prays, adantarasta paramanu chayantarastam.
Not only is he within every atom, he's in between each atom. Like I mentioned earlier, the scientists, they said the smallest indivisible particle is the atom. But the Lord, he is in between each atom. There is no space. You know, a microscope cannot see the space between the atoms. But yet the Lord is in between those atoms. Adantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. So he is within everything. And outside of everything also he is there. Within us he is seated as the super soul, the paramatma. Ishvarasara bhutanam riddeshejuna tishtati. So within us he is seated as the paramatma. Outside of everything, in each and every atom, within the atoms, in between the atoms, he is situated as Paramatma. But still, we cannot find where Lord Krishna is. Therefore, the common challenge that we get usually from people is that, can you show me God? Where is God? I have seen everywhere, I have looked for him everywhere, I can't find God. So because I can't find God, God does not exist. But we are not considering the fact that the process or the method or the instruments or the senses that we are using to try and look for God are all defective. I just came from Vrindavan and one Brajabasi, he was telling us that because we are in material bodies, all we see are material elements or material things. And he was saying that so many people, hundreds and thousands of pilgrims come here to Vrindavan every day. And they'll come and they'll look at the temple. You know, they'll see how the temple is structured, what sorts of lights are in the temple, what sorts of facilities are in the temple. But if you go and ask them, did you have darshan of the Lord? Then they start scratching their heads. Who are the deities in the temple that you went to? That we didn't see. We saw the altar, it was very nice. We saw the marble floors and everything else, but we don't remember seeing the deities. Yeah. And even if they see the deities, they only see, oh, it was a marble deity or it was a wooden deity, it had certain type of dress, but they don't see actually the Lord inside. They don't recognize this is the Archa Vigraha. The very same Lord has come as Archa Vigraha. So he was saying that because we are in a material body, our vision is also material. Wherever we go, we look at material things only. We do not see on the spiritual platform. The whole process of Krishna consciousness is that we come to the spiritual platform. We rise above the material platform. Therefore, even if we look at other living entities, we see them as living entities, regardless of the body. The body may be that of a hog dog, man, woman, whatever, black, white. But spiritual vision means we see Samoham. As Lord Krishna is saying, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, he is equal to everyone. Similarly, his devotee, when he sees Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmane Gavihastini Suni Cheva Supakecha Pandita Samadarshina, he sees everyone as equal because the vision is no longer material, it has come to the spiritual platform. He sees everyone as spirit soul. So therefore, we cannot understand Lord Krishna in our present condition. As long as we are on the bodily platform, as long as we are on the material platform, we cannot understand Lord Krishna. Why? Because we are engaged in sinful activities. As long as we are engaged in activities of sense gratification, and primarily sense gratification means sinful activities, we can never understand the Lord. Therefore the Lord says, Yesham tantakatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvanda moha nirmukta bhajante mam dhridavrita. Only those pious souls who have completely eradicated their sinful reactions, they take up this process of devotional service with determination. They worship me, they engage in my devotional service with determination. So sinful life has to come to an end if we are to see Lord Krishna, if we are to understand Lord Krishna. And the preliminary qualification to see Lord Krishna is to follow the four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling and no illicit sex. These are the pillars of sinful life. So the preliminary qualification, if someone wants to say or wants to see Lord Krishna, if he says, can you show me God? Okay, if you want to see God, first you have to stop sinful life. That is the first step. There is a whole long process after that. It's not easy to see Lord Krishna. And to see Lord Krishna is not a cheap thing. It's not cheap. There is a process to be followed. So therefore the qualification is that sinful life has to be stopped. Therefore Rishabhdev, when he is instructing his sons, he says, Nayam deho deha bhajanri loke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujam ye tapodivam putraka yena sattvam. That this human form of life, you have to engage it in tapodivyam, in austerities, divine austerities. Because if we run after the pleasures that are obtainable even to the hogs and dogs, Rishabhdev is using very strong language, that sense gratification is available even to the hogs and dogs. So an intelligent person, he thinks, why this human form of life? Why have I got this body? Why have I got special facility? Because this human form of life is meant for self-realization. Therefore, Rishabhdev says, Shudyed, you have to become purified. How? By performing tapodivyam, by performing divine austerities. First step is, these four activities of sinful life, we have to stop it. That is the first step of purification. And then engage in austerities to come to the platform of Brahma Sokhyam, to come to the Brahman platform. Brahman platform means that we understand who we are, the spirit soul. Therefore, in one purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that if we can see ourselves, then we can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So someone may say, well, I see myself every day in the mirror. If we go outside, you'll be surprised. There's so many people, they spend hours and hours just trying to get their hair right. They'll put gel, they'll, you know, this style, that style. Half an hour, 1 hour, easily gone. Therefore, as devotees, we are happy. No hairstyle. We don't even pay attention to the hair. But outside there, people, they spend so long looking themselves in the mirror, trying to fix their hair, and they say, oh, I see myself every day. So Srila Prabhupada, once he was in Nairobi, and one young boy, he asked Srila Prabhupada that, you know, Srila Prabhupada had gone to his house, and the father had died. So, you know, the boy, he was grieving. And he was saying, oh, my father is gone, my father is gone. So then Srila Prabhupada asked him, what do you mean your father is gone? He's lying right here. So the boy said, no, my father is gone from here, he's dead. But the body is still there. Yeah. The person you were calling the father is still there. So the boy said, no, my father is gone. So Srila Prabhupada said, that means you've never seen your father. Who your father really was, you've never seen, because all you saw is the body. So when we look at the mirror, all we see is the body. We don't see ourselves. So whole process is self-realization, means that we learn to see ourselves. Who are we? That is self-realization. Self-realization means we come to the Brahman platform. Lord Krishna in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Brahman is the spirit soul. So coming to the platform, we have to rise from the bodily platform, the mental platform, the intellectual platform, come to the spiritual platform. Then we are called self-realized. And once we are self-realized, once we understand who we are, then we can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead by extension. So the whole process is a purificatory process. We have to purify ourselves. The mudas, the dushkritinas, those who are engaged in sinful activities, in sense gratification, they do not know the aim of life. And those who are a little bit better than them, they try to find out why they are here. They speculate. Just like once there was an elephant, a very big elephant, put into a room. And 6 blind men were sent into the room. There is an elephant in the room, the blind men were told. You go and you touch the elephant, and then when you come out, you tell me what the elephant, what is an elephant. So one blind man, he touched the ear of the elephant. He said, oh, elephant is like a fan. Another blind man touched the leg, said, no, elephant is like a pillar. Third blind man, he touched the sides of the elephant. He said, no, elephant is like a cracked wall. Fourth one touched the tusk. Oh, it's very smooth. Fifth one touched the trunk. Oh, it's like a snake. Last one, he touched the tail. Said, no, it's like a rope. So when they came out, they all started arguing. Elephant is like this, elephant is like that, elephant is like... Big argument happened. Because everyone just perceived a bit of the elephant. So speculation is like that. With our limited vision, we are trying to look at something unlimited, something that can't come into our limited vision. So one who has sight, one who has seen an elephant, he can explain to the blind man what an elephant is. So the person who had vision, he came to the blind man and he told them, what you touched was a trunk, what you touched was the tail, what you touched was the side of the elephant, what you touched was the ear, and so on and so forth. Therefore, the Vedas, the Shastras, Lord Krishna himself comes as the Guru, Sadhus and Shastras to tell us about himself, because he has vision. The Sadhus, the devotees of the Lord, they have the vision, they have seen the Absolute Truth, and therefore they can tell us what the Absolute Truth is. Therefore, Lord Krishna can only be understood by the mercy of Lord Krishna. No matter how hard we try, whatever we try, we cannot understand Lord Krishna. Only through His mercy. Atashi Krishna namadi na bhavet graham indriye. Sevon mukhe hi jiva dao swayam evas puratyadam. We cannot capture Lord Krishna through our senses. Na bhavet graham indriye. But when we render service unto Him, then Lord Krishna Himself reveals to us. So this is the process. And Lord Krishna will only do that when we come to the purified platform. When we are trained how to love Lord Krishna, then Lord Krishna reveals Himself. Therefore, Lord Brahma, He prays, Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yam shyam sundaram achintya guna sarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. That the sadhus, the devotees of the Lord, they always see Lord Krishna. Why? Because their eyes are anointed with love, the salve of love. Therefore they can see Lord Krishna at every moment. This is the meaning of meditation or yoga. Yoga means to concentrate our mind, concentrate our energy to find Lord Krishna within our hearts. Not asana. These days yoga is big thing. Yoga, pranayam, everyone, no, I do yoga every day. But real yoga means to concentrate our mind to find Lord Krishna within the heart. In order to do that, we have to purify our vision. And that purificatory process is bhakti or devotional service or Krishna consciousness. We find that we are all under lower modes of material nature. And in order to understand Lord Krishna, we have to come to the platform of Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. So that's a process. And the easiest way to do this, to change from the lower modes of Raja and Tama, Bhagavatam explains, Rajas Tamas Chabi Bhuya, that the modes of passion and ignorance, what are their symptoms? Kama Lobha Dayaste. Their symptoms are lust and greed. So as long as we find that we are lusty and greedy for anything, we should understand we are under the modes of passion and ignorance. And process, the quality to change from passion and ignorance to come to the platform of pure goodness is the process of devotional service. And that means
doing service. Many times we find people come to the temple, they're always asking Lord Krishna, please Lord Krishna, give me this, give me that. Yeah. But the process of devotional service is not of taking from Lord Krishna, but giving to Lord Krishna. It's a reverse process. Yeah. We're not taking, but we're giving. Bhakti Vishramba Madhava Swami, he says that Lord Krishna is not interested in what you're giving him. He's interested in what you're keeping for yourself. What is behind your back. Yeah. Many times people say, no, I do give to Lord Krishna. Someone may have a lot of money, he'll come and give 100 rupees. Lord Krishna is not interested in the 100 rupees. He's interested in what is your bank balance that you're keeping for yourself. So devotional service means we have to give everything to Lord Krishna. Not keeping anything for ourselves. That is the process. So therefore, we should try to understand Lord Krishna as Lord Krishna is telling us in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavatam. And when we understand janma karma cha me divyam evam yoviti tatvata tyaktva deha puna janma naiti mameti sojana, when we understand the divine nature and activities of Lord Krishna, then no more birth, death, disease, old age, no more living in this material universe. We come to the spiritual platform where we engage in devotional service. So we should pray to Lord Krishna to help us understand Him. Like in the Ishopanishad, there is a nice prayer, Hiranmayena Patrena, that the devotee is praying, O Lord Krishna, please remove this veil, this yoga maya that you are covering yourself with, so that I can see your face. Srila Prabhupada says this process of Krishna consciousness is a process where we can see Lord Krishna face to face. Face to face. If we follow the process properly. And following the process means we develop love for Lord Krishna. When we develop love, we serve. The more we serve, the more love we get. The more love we get, the more we serve. So this is the process. Sevon mukhehi jiva dao. And it is very, very easy to serve. Sevon mukhehi jiva dao. We have the tongue. Tongue has two functions. Vibrating and swallowing. So we all like to vibrate. These days, people, there was a study done once. And people were asked, if you were stranded on an island, I don't know if Mumbai has any islands. Does it have any islands nearby? Yeah. There are a few islands. So if you were stranded on one of the islands of Mumbai, yeah, with nothing, and you're only allowed to take one thing with you, what would that be? Majority of the people said, we'll take our mobile phone. Not water, not food, not clothing, not essential items, but mobile phone. So we all like vibrating. People love their mobile phones. They'll even, you know, there was a joke once, there was a cartoon that people were tired of holding their phone to the ear, so one person, he just taped it. He used cello tape and he taped the phone permanent. Yeah. So, vibration. How to vibrate in Lord Krishna's service? By chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this age of Kali, which is full of faults, to perform austerity also is very, very difficult. But easiest process, Sankirtan Yajna, chanting of the holy names, and swallowing. Yeah. Here in Bombay, Bombay is known for its various, even when we landed, you know, the flight attendant, the leading lady, she announced that while you are here, don't forget to treat your taste buds on Juhu Beach and Chopati Beach with all the delicacies that are there, Bhel Puri, Sev Puri, this Puri, that Puri, right? So food is also very, very big here in Mumbai, right? But in Krishna's service, all we have to do is eat Krishna Prasadam. Sevon mukhehi jiva dao. By taking Krishna Prasadam and by chanting Lord Krishna's names, we render service, and gradually, as we become purified by chanting, by taking Krishna Prasadam, then Lord Krishna reveals Himself to us. So this is the process of Krishna consciousness. In summary, Daksha here is saying that we can analyze everything in this material universe, but still will not be able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead can only be understood through the process of devotional service. As Lord Krishna tells us in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyastasmi tatvata. Only through devotional service I am to be known. You can enter into the mystery. Lord Krishna is a mystery. Not some cheap thing. Oh, I want to see Lord Krishna. Who are you? Someone says, I want to see Lord Krishna. Who are you? First you have to make yourself qualified. So that qualification process is chanting the holy names of the Lord, taking Krishna Prasadam, engaging in the process of devotional service. And in that way, once when we become purified, then we'll be able to see the Lord face to face. So I'll end the class there. If there are any questions or comments, please feel free to ask. Yes, Prabhu. Where's the mic?
Hare Krishna. Out of the four regulative principles, please explain what involves gambling.
Gambling means anything that outcome we are not 100% sure. Any activity that we engage in, of which the outcome we are not 100% sure. So, for example, when you go to a casino, you're told to bet on something. And based on probability, either you get what you had betted on, or you don't get. So that is gambling. Then also like in the share market, stock market, you're told invest in this company, tomorrow the profits will come, based on the profits the share price will go high. So, okay, you invest in that, but the profits don't come out to be so good. So the share price, instead of going high, remains the same or goes lower. So you're investing in something, speculating on the outcome that when it goes high, I will sell. So gambling involves all these types of activities in which the outcome we are not sure of. Those are the activities of gambling. Like betting, share market, and other, like in investments, they have hedgings and mutual funds and so on and so forth. So those kind of things. Any other questions or comments?
I have one more question.
Okay.
You said that on the Brahman platform, you see this Krishna. But you said that, but extended. What does it mean by extended?
By extension.
Extension.
By extension. Means when we see ourselves, like the yogis, when they are meditating, they go internally and they see themselves. Then when they open their eyes, they see the Lord sitting next to them. So that's an extension. Coming to the Brahman platform itself means you're self-realized. You know who you are. But there's a step further than that. That means now we engage in Lord Krishna's service. We understand who Lord Krishna is. So that means by extension. It's not an end in itself. It's a step towards the end.
Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jayanitai gaur sitanat premanande hari hari bo.